There are a lot of people over age 65 who need help sorting it all out. They want to know how to get the best discount on drugs, which pharmacies accept what cards, and where to go for information.
It's very confusing.
Tell me what that means.
See, I fall under that category right there, but I have no idea what any of that means.
To lessen confusion over Medicare and correct misinformation originally put out by the federal government's own website, AARP has been holding informational seminars all over Wisconsin. In Verona, a suburb of Madison, a steady crowd of seniors streamed in one morning to hear about the federal government's new drug discount card.
The register over here and there's coffee. Thank you. Just help yourself.
The discount card costs $30. It could save some seniors $600 up front and reduce long-term drug costs for others as much as 18%. But AARP is telling people to shop around. Spokesperson Jeremy Jane says there may be better deals.
Senior care here in Wisconsin actually offers much better and deeper benefits than the Medicare-approved discount cards do.
However, that's true only for the poorest participants in senior care, not all. Jane says those who are above a certain income level or are disabled may find the Medicare discount card will offer better savings. Ruth Neff makes too much money to get help through Wisconsin's drug plan, so she's checking out whether Uncle Sam can assist her. She spends $250 every month on medication for her heart and other ailments.
I have insurance, but the pharmacy that I go to here in town does not carry my card. And I can't see with the gas prices driving to Madison.
And then there's Dottie Byrne, who spends so much on prescriptions, she has to pick and choose which are most important to her health.
All your bone-building prescriptions are very expensive, so I've had to drop some.
Grab that last cup of coffee, and we'll get going pretty soon.
As the Medicare information session got underway, seniors seemed desperate for information. 64-year-old Dennis Durkee certainly was.
Haven't heard anything, really, so figured this would be a good opportunity to find out.
But not all were overly enthusiastic about what they might find out about Medicare discount cards at the AARP seminar.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, come on. One more time. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, that's what I like. We're all here to learn something new, and that's what I'm here for.
That's Anne Marie Pulvermacher, a Medicare outreach worker. Several seniors were heartened to hear from a real person, especially those who had become frustrated trying to use the government's Medicare phone line.
Due to unusually high call volumes, you may experience longer than usual wait times if you do not care to stay on the line.
One elderly man at the seminar complained he had trouble getting through, and when he did, he couldn't understand the accents of some workers offering information about the new cards. Pulvermacher urged patients. The government's phone line is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but she said calls sometimes get backed up.
I'll just give you a little heads up that Mondays, Tuesdays are generally the busiest days to call into Medicare, so if you could wait until Wednesday through the rest of the week, that probably alleviates some of your wait time.
That advice worked. A call made Thursday got through after just a brief wait.
Thank you for calling Medicare. My name is Veronica Tucker. I'll be happy to assist you today. May I have your name, please?
Some of those at the seminar hadn't even tried the government phone line, like 65-year-old Dottie Byrne. She says time is too precious to waste at her age.
I'm too busy. I'm too busy to be old.
Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.